Welcome, one and all, with your host, Rolando, and his co-host, John. We are the Skeleton Boys.
Hello and welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm Johnny Bones. No, just Johnny. Please don't call me Johnny Bones. I'm not a porn star.
And welcome to the show. This week, we will review Anything for Jackson. And as always, John will give us the plot in five words. We'll go into our first thoughts, and after we'll go into deeper spoiler analysis.
Right. Anything for Jackson, which, sorry folks, is not a sequel to What's Eating Gilbert's Grape. For my five-word synopsis for Anything for Jackson, I'm going to go with old lovers gift evil life. And it's a beautiful thing.
No, that's good. That's a good summary.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had a fucking hard time with this one. If anybody's seen this movie yet, it is wild.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought so. I would say it's like Hereditary without the hour and a half of setup.
Yeah. Which that's also five words. That's also five words, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? That's, let's go with that.
You are the king of five words plot summaries.
Stop giving me away, damn it. People don't know I only speak in five word. People don't know speak five word. That's one word.
Yeah. So you really like the movie?
Yeah. Movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and Maybe it was just the headspace I put myself into. When I watched it, I had fallen asleep kind of early, like 8 p.m. or something. Woke up like at 11:30, and then at around midnight, I'm like, "Oh, let me watch this." And I was the only one awake. You know, pop my headphones on. Which probably did it for me, because there's a lot of fucking phenomenal sound design in this film. You know, I have the headphones on, and I kept like pausing and popping my headphones off just to make sure nobody was actually behind me, because the sound design was like, you know, engineered to make it like a surround sound sort of feel. So I'm assuming in theaters it would have been, whoa, you know?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I just watched it off the TV like a moron, I guess.
Oh, right? No.
I didn't catch any of the subtleties you're talking about.
Well, like, these subtleties were so, so fun. You know, okay, a good example, not like, I don't think the prime example, but a good example is something that happens towards the end where I would say like a tormented spirit is caught in some sort of loop. Even when that person is off camera, I'm not going to explain it right now, but when that person's off camera, if you have headphones on, you hear that person going through the same thing in the background while these people are talking. It's the creepiest thing, but it's like that. The entire movie is like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it. I liked this movie. It was fun.
Yeah. Same for me. I was actually really surprised.
I was really not surprised expecting this at all.
Exactly. Yeah. I was really surprised at how good it was.
Yeah.
I don't mean that as a slight. I mean that as like, just as the film progressed, and it took a lot of turns I wasn't expecting based on the setup. You know what I mean? Like,
would you say very quickly too, right?
Yeah. It took a lot of things. I was like, wow, I wouldn't have thought they were going to go that direction or do this or do that. And had a lot of really like unexpected turns in the plot and some really, really solid performances by two really well-known character actors that play like the wife and the two main leads. What's her name? Sheila McCarthy
and Julian Richings.
Yeah,
they were fucking excellent. Killed it. Oh my god! Yeah. It just like I was. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
No, I was gonna say cast perfectly for the part.
You know what I mean? They like picked up these characters And not once did you see him let up. I feel like a lot of the people try to like, oh, I got this character. Now this is where I get crazy with my art. But like, no, it's like they had a solid idea of what they wanted as these characters. And then they just stuck with it. And it was so good. And then when they were frightened, I was like, oh, these guys are good at being fucking scared. Like, mm-hmm. They're making me scared.
Yeah. And I thought I wasn't necessarily like scared, but they did some nice tension build, and a lot of the different, I don't know, what is it, like ghosts or whatever.
Yes.
Where the movie were really well executed. And I was like, you know, this is, I thought the ending we should talk about, I think we should spend some time, like once we get to spoilers.
Yeah. Which
kind of walk it through a little bit. Cause I don't know if I'm 100% on it, but
I don't know if I am either. I think I have an idea of what actually happened. Quick, we got a fucking, I mean, we'll get to what character he plays, but if anybody knows who Troy James is, well, as always, every time I see him pop out, it's like, yep, you're fucking great at being creepy. And I know it's not CGI or fucking strings or anything. He plays a character called the Suffocating Ghost or whatever.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
It's like every time I see him in a movie, I automatically know it's him. And then I automatically know, like, I'm going to be in for an uncomfortable amount of, like, 10 minutes or whatever he's going to do.
Yeah.
Because people milk the shit out of what his ability is. And I was going to say, as far as the scares, I got really scared. But I'm thinking again because I was wearing headphones the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I thought about maybe just taking off the headphones so I'm not getting creeped out just because of the sound design. But I powered through it. And then, unfortunately, as far as, like, what it comes to for the sound design, it doesn't let up until the credits roll. Because, like, the way it ended, I was like, oh, my God, I kind of just want to take off the fucking headphones and see what happens. I actually, scrubbed through softly, you know, where you don't actually click where to go next. You can just kind of see him, like, oh, my God, what's happening? I just want to get a fucking jump scare. Even though there was, like, one or two jump scares, honestly, in this entire movie.
Uh-huh.
I don't think there was, like, real jump scares anywhere. Like, you always saw what the thing was first, and then it's just, like, the realization of these characters seeing it, too. It was good. It was fucking great.
Yeah, and they have all these, like, crazy things going on, and it's just, like, grounded so well by the leads. And
yes, because they're also aware, or at least the husband is aware. I mean, we haven't even talked about what happened, but, like, every time the wife says something, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I love this character actress a lot, and if anybody's seen Umbrella Academy, this will be the last thing you saw her in, I think. She plays Agnes, the donut lady, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
She says, like, do you think this is because of what we did or something like that? And the husband is like, yes. Like, fully aware of, like, no, yeah, we either we did what we wanted to do or we fucked up. That's basically the mentality of the whole movie.
Yeah. It's good. Just like you said, like the setup is that basically they're amateur Satanists, which is a fun thing I like to say.
Yeah.
That kidnap a pregnant woman, and they want to, you know, what do they want to do here? They want to bring back their dead grandson, right? Basically.
Their granddaughter, Jackson. Their granddaughter.
Yeah.
That was like a mentioned at the end also. Again, we're like, oh, him, blah, 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 Jackson. Like, no, her. So that's why, like, well, we'll get to that. The ghost trick or treating, I think it was supposed to be like both of the daughter and the
yeah. I caught that part, but yeah, I didn't catch that part at the end. Well, yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But as far as you saying, like, they kidnap this woman, so this old couple nonchalantly having discussions, like keeping track of the clock, like the first 5 minutes are a static shot of just them in like a kitchen. And any sort of, like, eagle-eyed viewer will see that there's, like, an elevator in the middle of the room, which I didn't notice. And then they're like, oh, no, like, she's already out. And the husband says, oh, she's early. Within the first 5 minutes, they kidnap this woman and, like, take her upstairs. And I was not expecting that either. I was like, oh, my God, they're getting right to it.
Like, this setup was really cool. This is a cool setup. And just in general, like I was saying, like, just the twist of, like, how, you know, they're just a very boring couple, right?
Yes.
Very mild-mannered, boring couple. Yeah. And they're practicing Satanists, as well. You know, they go to what is it, like a group? They need to go to a group at some point. They meet this really creepy guy. He's really, I thought was really good in it too.
Yeah, the redhead guy, right?
Yeah, Josh Crudas.
Sure, yeah, Crudas.
Yeah, always prepared. Josh Crudatis. Crudatis? He played Ian.
Crudass. No, let's not go with that.
No, don't say it. Oh, yeah.
he was very excellent. Good, though. Yeah. And I didn't look up this director or the writer until today. Mm-hmm. Did you look into their history?
Mm-mm, no. What have they done?
Okay, both of them together, because it looks like they work together a lot, at least for like the past like decade and some change. Not basically. All of it is nothing but Hallmark-style love stories and predominantly Christmas love stories. And that is everything, including the two other movies they worked on the same year for 2020 are both like Hallmark-style Christmas love movies. And this is the only horror thing they've written or he's directed or...
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm like, holy shit, dude. Because, again, it's a lot of them. I mean, like a long list of these movies.
And they did this. Wow, what a... I would love to get in that headspace, right? Just coming up with a story and then just... Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why they were good with the actual love, the relationship they had.
Yeah.
Because at no point did I think they hated each other or didn't love each other. There was like clearly the strong love they had for each other.
Yeah, the relationships were strong. And I actually, a lot of the tension and horror in the movie was well executed too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's really cool. Yeah.
What do we do? Do we need to mention so the wife convinces him to go to work because he thought about opting out of work, but she said we need to keep up appearances. And again, ladies and gentlemen, this is within the first like 5 minutes of the movie. He decides, okay, he goes to work. He's a doctor. He's actually the doctor of the woman that's pregnant, right?
Yeah. What did you think of her? What did you think of her performance?
Oh man. Okay.
I've never seen her before.
I didn't think she was bad, but she was clearly weaker than the other two that she's always acting with.
Right, yeah.
You know, which is not her fault. Like, these guys are fucking just phenomenal actors. I wasn't buying too much of her, like, screaming and being upset at the beginning. But also, like, well, what are you supposed to do? That's kind of a difficult thing to just act all the time, you know? Like, let me just be somebody screaming and being upset with a mouth or gag or whatever. But towards the end, I was like, hell yeah. She's, like, fun. Like, she's good. She's very good. Like, everybody was good in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. I had never seen her before either, and she had moments. I think what you said is pretty much I'm in line with too. That she was a little, like, there was nothing really too going on in the beginning until we got further along in the movie and stuff like that. That I thought that she, you know, picked it up a little bit. But yeah, I kind of felt, you know, underwhelmed at the beginning.
But again, like, what do you suppose? I don't know. I wouldn't even know what to tell her to, like, help her if I was directing this myself. Like, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, I mean, to expect... She's pretty much, like, tied up the whole movie. She's, just, like, in this room, tied up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she's not going anywhere. I mean, in a small way, this is almost a play, right?
A little bit.
It's very, like, a three-person play, if you really want to break it down. You know what I mean? It could be seen that way. Because it has that feel of a very small movie. Like, this is not, like...
except for like this one sequence of like these two scenes, which was like really interesting because it stood out where, okay, somebody dies and then the guy's trying to bury him out in the middle of nowhere forest with just snow, which is you know, and then
the most shallowest grave I've ever seen,
which is just funny because you can feel his frustration too while he's doing this. It's so good. It's got a lot of interesting comedic relief in certain areas.
That's true. It does. Yeah. It does.
But mostly because you don't want to feel for these people because they're the bad guys. Mm-hmm. But then their frustrations build up and it's like, yeah, it's kind of funny. Him running back to the house and it's just like snow and white. I was like, oh, fuck, that sucks.
Yeah. No.
But you're right. Otherwise, it's just like that house or the doctor's office, which honestly, I think the doctor's office was probably shot inside the house too. The more I looked at it, especially today, like the office was small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. It's very good.
Yeah. Let's get into just spoiler territory. Let's just break
okay,
it down,
yeah.
Every part of it. We'll talk about the ghosts. We'll talk about the end, everything.
Cool. So I loved it. I loved the whole kidnapper right away. Tie her up. One moment I really did love is what's her name? Sheila McCarthy's character? Audrey. She yells at her husband, Henry, like, oh, she's awake. And then she's already got a note written out where she's trying to read it to this girl. Like, so as you've realized already, blah, blah, blah. We just thought this would be the best way. I'm jumping ahead. But she goes, I am Audrey Walsh, and this is my husband, Henry. Oh, well, he'll be here in a couple of seconds. It takes him a couple more seconds to walk up the stairs. I'm sorry. Well, blah, 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 and mm-hmm. this is how we think is the best way for you to go missing. And it's like, oh, my God. Yeah.
Just the juxtaposition to who they are, right? Like, the fact that they're just such a like
yes,
nice,
exactly.
normal couple, and they're doing one of the most awful things possible. You know what I mean? Like, kidnapping this pregnant woman.
Yeah.
yeah. Wanting to bring back their dead daughter, right? That's what we were kind of leaning on. I thought it was a son.
Granddaughter? Or maybe it is a grandson. I had a hard time with, like...
So Jackson was, I thought
okay,
the...
Okay, it does say grandson. It's just...
That was the initial thing, I thought. But yeah, I think... What was that?
Because they do say grandson a lot. But then at
they
the end, there was like a weird, like... Maybe
well, she
I
sees
misread
the ghost.
That.
No, and she sees the ghost, right? Like,
yeah, yeah.
In like the first, like, 5 minutes, you see the ghost of the grandson.
Right, yeah. So that's why I was confused at the end when it said the granddaughter thing. You know what? I could have misread that. They could have just been talking about her daughter. There was like mm-hmm. a weird dialogue conversation towards the end that kind of threw me. Because then there was also this whole idea of like, then why don't they want to bring back their daughter? And then maybe it's because the daughter killed herself. That wasn't explained. So they keep mm-hmm. cutting it off, and then they just don't talk about it again, even after they explain what happened to the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And say, we just need to do anything for Jackson. Again, they keep saying anything for Jackson, right? Bring back mm-hmm. their grandson. But in my head, it wasn't like a solid idea of why.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
again, it kind of doesn't matter because then the rest of the movie is not... They kind of done fuck themselves is what happened.
Yeah, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
Their whole other plan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Very quickly. that one part where she's like, yeah, it's the beginning of the movie also. She's already handcuffed our antagonist, I guess, which is up for debate depending on how you feel about the way she finds out she's pregnant and her reaction to that, which is kind of weird, I guess.
Yeah.
Because what? She's like a single woman who got knocked up by some guy who she explains is like long gone. And even the husband is, or the, or, other, I called her an antagonist, right? Or protagonist.
Mm-hmm.
Our antagonist father guy or husband guy is trying to explain the options, right? You know, which would be abortion. And she's like, mm-hmm. no, I'm going to keep this to term. And then that was like it for him. He even starts to get teary eyed and
happy,
like
yeah.
fakes that he needs to do a video and say her name. And it's like, oh my
yeah.
God. Yeah, the flashbacks were fun.
Flashbacks were fun. They were a little confusing at times, I thought. Because
yes.
I didn't know when I was in a flashback, when I wasn't.
Yeah.
I understood. I think I understand why they were there in the story aspect. So you can kind of, you know, give some background.
Yeah.
About the characters, why they did what they did. You know what I mean? So it isn't just like, you know,
that
they're always.
They did it. Yeah.
Yeah. They're there trying to figure out what they're going to do and stuff like that. So,
or that they randomly know to just do this. Or, you know, they've already practiced. Like, she practiced bringing back, like, dead birds or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
to
which
life
I thought was pretty
whatever.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a little book.
That was one of those moments that I think you're talking about where I didn't realize it was a flashback. I'm like, why are they barely doing this now? And then it, mm-hmm. like, cuts to, like, the husband doing the same face he's doing, but the color correction is a little bit different. And you realize it's present day again. And he's like, oh, what? And then that's when they go into their, like, amateur mm-hmm. Satanist group meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what I was going to say about So when you meet her, our protagonist handcuffed already, the whole time this kid, the kid wakes her up. The kid is like rubbing her face.
Yeah.
And she wakes up. And then the kid's kind of talking to her, saying weird shit like, oh, aloha means hello and goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? And then it's not until the Audrey explains to her, like, no, no, Jackson's dead, honey. Like, blah, blah, blah. Is he showing himself to you? And then you see, like, the back of his head is, like, gouged open or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Sixth Sense scene. Where...
Yeah. And that's when I was like, oh, that's creepy. And then she puts on the record for him. And she walks out the room, and then automatically I was like, oh, this is creepy. Because usually they just leave the room with her. But no, now you got to see if like this kid is in here with this woman that's like handcuffed to the fucking bed. So creepy. Yeah.
I keep talking about ghosts, but they're actually demons, right? Because the parents eventually, like, they try to they practice the spell or whatever to put. So the idea is that they want to take the child, the unborn child, and bring Jackson into that child. And when it's born, they'll have the child, right? Basically, that's the idea,
yeah.
They end up... Like, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, they do mention something like, or the redhead guy mentions, these aren't just like regular ghosts. They're tormented souls that are looking for any way to come back to life.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which I wanted to know the backstory to each of these people. Right after I heard that, I was like, dude, that's... Oh, my God.
So let's go through them. So the first one they see is the lady with the floss and her teeth are falling out.
Again, when you talk about going, like making sharp turns, they had just done the fucking ritual. And,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, well, this is the first one we see is the real demon, the like gatekeeper demon.
Right.
Who's got like a crow skull for a head, sort of like a bloody crow skull sort of deal.
He's the gatekeeper between the realities, right? And they open it, but they don't practice the spell completely, or I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Perfect. Yeah, because they don't know what they're reading, really. Yeah. And I thought that part was cool because you see Jackson as an actual ghost. And then, like, something falls on top of him, and the husband runs to go grab it in the middle of the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And then he's just, like, staring behind Audrey, and she turns around. And again, I was wearing headphones, so I could hear, like, creepy, weird things that the demon guy was doing in the background. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to fucking get a jump scare. But it's not, like, a real jump scare. He's just kind of there, and she looks up, and then she just starts screaming. Like, she can't stop screaming, and she falls to the ground. I was like, God, that was good.
Yeah. Yeah,
So that one, then you're right. Yeah, the next one, the next morning.
Trick-or-treater.
The floss one, again, the sound design. When I had the headphones on, while he's like having his fucking discussion in the bed about like, oh, I couldn't really sleep, but I guess there are side effects to some things we do, right? Ha, 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 ha. And you can hear the like, quick, quick, quick. In the background, and I was like, oh my God, I know what this is. If you've seen the trailer, you know what's going to happen. And it's like,
yeah,
but it goes up for an uncomfortable amount of time. Like, it's not an immediate like, oh, look, I'm flossing my teeth off. No, it's there for a long time. And then you start to see teeth fall like at a foot shot.
Hit the floor.
Yeah. Like, I was like, God. And she turns around. I was like, this is the fucking grossest, scariest thing. So that one,
that was the most effective one for me. That particular one was the most effective.
God,
that was just
so gross. And then when she shows up at the end again, I don't know if you noticed, but she's got like very few teeth left and she's still like flossing them off. I was like, ugh.
It's like, is this how she died? Flossing?
Yeah, right? Yeah. I was trying to figure that out too. There? Because also like, it looked like her lips were like just
expanded to a
pushed
point,
away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ghost kid, which I guess later you find out is supposed to be their daughter, right?
Yeah. Memory of their daughter that he's... Yeah. Taken over, and,
which was cool because I think right before that the cops finally show up, this like one lady officer like is investigating, and Audrey just assumes like, oh, they're here now, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And then that's when like she opens the door and there's just a white sheet with like black circles sewn on to where the eyes are supposed to be, and like trick-or-treat. And then she's like, this is cruel, blah, 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 closes the door. And then she hears a knock immediately on a different door that leads outside, opens it, same kid going trick or treat. And then as soon as she closes that door, knock like immediately to her left, same kid, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, oh no. She runs up. What, long story short, that kid jumps into that elevator. is going up and is like, she's trying to stop it from happening. She looks in and this ghost kid turns into like this 8-foot something behemoth.
Yeah. I thought that ghost in particular had like House on Haunted Hill, the TV show,
yes,
on Netflix.
Yeah, very
vibe to it.
Yeah,
it was cool. It was cool. The how tall it was and the size and everything. It was
just like lumbering
really
towards
effective.
Her. Just, yeah.
And then, I wanted to mention quickly the one you were talking about, the one with the gun, right? The one where the police officer constantly relives the same moment. Of
oh yes, yeah.
Having to kill themselves.
Yeah, that was. Like, you knew something bad was going to happen because at a certain point you realize anybody that's not a part of the main ritual, I mean, I guess outside of the redhead guy who's aware that it's unsafe for him to be there, commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Randomly.
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy that goes and plows their driveway.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about that guy. Yeah, I know you're talking about, yeah.
And they keep trying to tell him to, like, or the husband keeps trying to tell him to, like, basically, hey, maybe don't do this for a while. I don't need your help. My wife's sick. We can't deal with the noise, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see him again, like he stops him and he says, like, oh, my wife left me, took the kids.
Yeah.
I don't really have a place to go, blah, blah, blah. Like the sob story. And he's talking to his wife about it upstairs. Like, I can't get rid of him. Like, he just won't leave. And then they say, do you think we did it right? Do you think... you know, Jackson is in there. And then from fucking outside, he yells, hey, no, you did do it. You did the right thing. Jackson is coming back to you. And then he goes headfirst into the fucking snowplow and it just starts ripping him to shreds. And I was like, whoa.
So fucked up. That was a fucked up moment. Yeah. Really fucked up.
And then the cop, yeah, when she shows up and she's basically about to save the day, like, oh, I'm going to uncuff this woman. She's got... Audrey handcuffed on the ground. She's gonna handcuff the husband and she's like, yeah, no, we're gonna do all this, but I gotta just do this real quick. And then she just blows her brains out in front of everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, dude, it's, and then they keep returning to it like over and over.
Oh,
again,
my
that night,
god,
right?
That was so awful. Oh, to, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like
each
it
time.
Goes back to her blowing her brains out and it just keeps happening. And then it always has her being dragged off, which would have been them dragging her off, but her body being dragged out of the room.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Like I said, in the background, when I had the headphones on, you can hear her, like you still hear the shots no matter what, but in the background, you can hear her body being dragged off. And then you can kind of time when she's going to shoot herself again. I was like, oh my God, this is such a weird, and they're trying to do what you find out is the rest of the ritual, I guess.
Yeah, that. So Ian, the kind of more expert Satanist, spellcaster or whatever, he tells them that they only opened the door, that they didn't actually like perform the actual thing they wanted to do, which was put, you know, invite Jackson into the body of the unborn child, right?
Right. Yeah.
Essentially, and yeah. So he agrees to do it, right? And they themselves get that book, right?
So the husband said that he talked to some guy at a museum who led him to a different guy, who led him to a different guy, who led him to a different guy. And then eventually he ended up in Jerusalem and bought it off a really shady guy that like was all too happy to just get rid of the book.
Right. Yeah.
So
was
so
it
yeah,
really
that...
Freakydin? Was it really Freakydin giving him
the book? Yeah, it was
a...
No, you know what? It was
callback.
Actually, Johnny Depp and The Ninth Gate, which is our movie for next week, ladies and gentlemen, if you want. Just kidding. Just kidding. Don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
It doesn't hold up the way you think it would, if you thought it held up at all. Oh, real quick, I just got to mention that other ghost was, yeah, one of my favorites. Again, Troy James doing his thing. He plays something called the Suffocating Ghost. So what I thought was fun is... the husband and the wife, who are our main antagonists, get terrorized by a ghost first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, that's good though, right? Like they're getting their you know, comeuppance or whatever. But then, you know, our protagonist like handcuffed to the bed, is trying to get out, and she's almost out, and she like knocks the camera down, like, which is a teddy bear, it's like one of those nanny cams, and she's like trying to look over the other side of the bed, and there's like, it looks like just a big plastic bag. And then when she realizes what it is, she screams, and then you see the mouth open in the bag, and then mm-hmm. you know, this dude is doing his thing. He's a fucking amazing contortionist.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's just like, it looks like he's breaking his back in half and then like having his head dangle and doing all this like weird spooky crap, and it's like, ugh, I don't know.
And he actually, that goes the first time, takes a bite out of the stomach, right?
Like, yes, yeah, bites
over, or yeah, where the baby is. Totally fucked up. Oh, and then yeah, and then the so oh, did you want to get
one more ghost, but he doesn't pop out until the very end. He's credited as a giggling ghost.
Oh,
he's
like
a,
yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
got a blurry face, and I think he I don't know, is he raping the guy he kidnaps at the end?
Yeah, that,
right?
Or is he just like, he's doing something in the corner, right?
Because he's laughing, and it's like you don't see the body, but you kind of see the back of the body.
Like, that, so that I kind of wanted to, that's kind of, we're getting at the end here. Ian performs the guy, he's performing the ritual or whatever, right? And
right,
he
yeah.
like, he like breaks the salt barrier
plus the whatever, he says salt slows him down.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember, because like before, when they had the salt barrier, that's when the cop, she would like come in and blow her head off and then get dragged out. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he put whatever was on top of that, which I don't remember the explanation for that. I don't think I heard one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see her in the background walk up to that line and then just turn around and walk away. And then that's when the, mm-hmm. like her blowing her head off stops.
And she's downstairs. Yeah. She's later downstairs.
Oh, that was the other thing, was that the ghost, or was that the actual body where they didn't know what to do with her?
That's a good question. I don't know. Yeah.
Because I don't remember them burying her or anything like that.
There's a lot going on at the end when we, like, yeah, the last yeah. sequence when she's running out of the house and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
A lot of stuff going
oh
on.
Oh my God. Like, she's almost out of the woods, because she also, right before the ritual is about to finish, she's able to, like, pull her hand out of the handcuff. You remember? And she breaks mm-hmm. a glass. Grabs the shard of glass and pretends that she's about to give birth. Mm-hmm. So that's when yeah. they start doing the ritual. And then that's when she grabs Audrey by the neck and says she's going to kill her. And they had already established that the husband, Henry, is doing all this for her.
Right.
Because
yeah.
he's super in love with her, like his wife.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he like undoes her. And then that's when, what is it? Ian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is doing the ritual. And he grabs Audrey instead of the pregnant woman, stabs her, right? And says, like, a mother is a mother.
Yeah, a mother is a mother.
So I think this is why, the only reason I'm explaining this to you is I think this, in my head, helped explain what happened at the very, very end. So he's there, and then Henry is, like, grabbing Audrey, and he's, like, obviously sad, and he doesn't care what's going on anymore. So he unhooks or unhandcuffs, what's her face? Mm-hmm. Our protagonist.
Shannon. Becker.
And this yeah. is right after, again, we get introduced to this, like, they call him the giggling man in the credits. The only time you see him, and he grabs Ian by the neck, and he's laughing, and, like, for a split second, it looked like Ian was smiling about it, too, and then he gets dragged out of the room. And then that's mm-hmm. when Troy James comes back and is, like, trying to, like, contortion, grab Shannon mm-hmm. and Henry, you know, the husband unlocks her.
Mm-hmm.
And while all this happened, right before Ian had thrown blood on them and said a couple of words.
So what was he doing there? He was like offering them up to Satan, right? Is that the idea?
I think he was like that. He had mentioned, I think,
take
I could be wrong about
want.
This, but I feel like he had mentioned this is the gatekeeper guy, but then there's also this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to yeah. like ask for them to come in. So I think maybe Ian at some point was trying to do something else, and it didn't right. matter what mother he used to kill, because that's why he says a mother is a mother.
Yeah.
To bring back this, like, and it would have been two different souls too, kind of like the mother and the baby. It would have been mm-hmm. Audrey and Henry, and I could be looking way too much into this. But he does that ritual and they all seem fine. And right when he lets go of Shannon, he's like telling her, Shannon, just go run. And that's when she's like, come on, Henry, no, like you can come too. And like, I was like, why would, no, just run, dude. I wasn't sure about that dialogue. I was like, I don't know about this. Dude, just fucking run.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
But he looks at her for like a second and then he's got like a real like surprise, sort of like confused face. And then he falls to the ground, coughing up blood. And out of the body of Audrey, you see something kind of like moving, like pushing her bones and skin structure. And then like some sort of arm comes out of her. Some sort of arm is coming out of Henry. But you don't really see what's going on because she runs out and she starts to run into the different ghosts, which was pretty cool too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Because you're like, how are you going to get out of this? And then that's what I was saying. Like, was that the Giggly Man like raping the dead body?
He was definitely doing something.
He's doing something. It looked weird.
Thrusting off camera.
Yeah. I was like, I guess this adds to the sexy bones.
Whoa. So... we'll get to that.
Oh, man. Well, he already got to it. So she sees the keys to the car, I guess the cop's car, and the cop's body is like sitting in a chair in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she opens her eyes, and what was kind of weird was like this this cop tells her like, Shannon, okay, we're good now, let's get out of here, I just gotta do something real quick. And then she blows her head off again, right? I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I thought it was weird. I was like, why would she say something like that though? Like, okay, we'll get out of here, everything's fine, don't worry about it, I just gotta do something again real quick, and like shoots herself.
No, yeah, it was strange. And so, and the complete ending is like the very, very last scenes is she ends up driving away, right? She encounters all the ghosts, she drives away, and then she's driving out of the woods, and then she sees like the same creature, but it's looks like from the head up, the head is like of a beast, some sort of beast character, and from below is like a man in underwear, right?
Sort of, yeah. I think that's
out of shape man in underwear. I don't know.
And you see a brief picture of what this thing is supposed to be in that book too. When Ian is flipping through it, because I was like, oh wait, that's the same image, right? So like I checked, and then she sees that thing in the middle of the forest, and it's also like 8 to 10 feet tall too, right?
Yeah, it's really tall. Yeah, I mean it, from the distance it was, I couldn't really tell, like it was kind of odd,
you know what?
And then
it's reminiscent of like a Wendigo or a Wendigo or whatever you call them. The
You know,
something
about
like that. That's got human stuff. Yeah, like a lot of human body parts.
And then she like hears the heartbeat of her child, right?
Something like that. Again, even with the headphones on, that part was confusing because she saw it, and then you see it like walk in the middle of the road, kind of stop. And then it looks like it's about to turn, but you don't see that. You just see her kind of like freak out, look at her stomach, and then kind of look up again, but then like look back down at her stomach, and then that's the end of the movie. So it had me thinking either she did get away, but she can't get away because she's a part of the ritual.
Okay.
Because this thing is already out because it took the two souls, including a mother or something like that.
Yeah.
Or she's like also just fucked because maybe one of these like spirits got into her like stomach or whatever. Yeah. Even though they did a really good job of putting a bunch of dead mices everywhere. I don't know what that was about. There's a whole scene where they're putting like dead mice in different parts of like the front yard. Yeah,
I would say a lot of the ending was a little confusing and a little underwhelming where it ended. I wasn't sure how to feel.
Right.
Like whether to be happy she got out or the baby's kicking or not kicking or what's, I guess it's open-ended to, we don't know what's actually in her now, right? It could be anything.
Yeah. Because they also didn't, it like 100% had to been a choice for her not to go to like immediately to a hospital, to like a police station, to like anything, anybody that she knows, like her mom that she mentioned is still alive, for help. She just started just driving, and then she felt compelled to go to like the middle of the forest, you know. It's weird. I don't know. I mean, I kind of like that it was that open-ended, I guess, because the way things were going, if they did explain it, I feel like I probably would just be disappointed.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I get that.
Something.
So, how many sexy, spooky bones would you give this guy?
You know what? If it's if you're just watching this, I guess like casually on like a TV or something without any sort of like impressive surround sound capability, I'll give it like six spooky bones because it was still pretty fucking good. But if you have some sort of privileged means of sound, is the way I'm going to describe that.
Privileged means of sound.
Yeah. I would give it like 7.5 very sexy, spooky bones. Because there is a sexy, spooky boning going on, I'm sure.
What was he doing? He was just like...
I don't know, but he's laughing, so...
He was just like, maybe jerking off or something there in the corner? That's only the most I can make of it.
And also, this would be the only ghost that kills a human.
I think you're right, yeah. I think you're right.
Because, I mean, otherwise the other people that die in the film, like, they commit suicide because they're by the house, I guess.
And they're possessed. I don't know.
Yeah. Something like a little that. Weird. I mean, I thought it was cool, but a little weird. And then, right before the ritual is finally going to finish, the leader of the amateur satanic cult is like calling Henry, which this part was a little silly to me. He's like, oh, I got to answer this for some reason. Like he felt compelled to answer in the middle of like this super important ceremony where like all these ghosts are popping up. And yeah. It's like the leader of the cult. And she's like, oh, Ian went fucking crazy. We don't know what's wrong with him. Just be careful with him. He murdered his mom last night and blah, blah, blah. And then that's when he notices like his shoes are off and his feet are bleeding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then that's not explained really either. He's just crazy, I guess.
I think that's where I left with it. It was crazy. His behavior towards the end was a little. I think I'm gonna go a little higher than six. I think I'm doing eight.
Eight.
Spooky
okay.
Skeleton bones.
Just a reminder with privileged sound, I give it 7.5 sexy giggling man boning sexy bones.
This was a really fun movie. It was a good movie. Surprising how it's a small movie, but surprising how well effective it was.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah, it was great.
This is definitely I would definitely give it a recommend to watch.
God, talk about acting is like the biggest part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, All right, thank you for listening. And next week we are going to review Spree
with not Ben Schwartz.
not Ben Schwartz. All right, and as always.
Stay spooky.
All right, guys. Keep it spooky.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.